The 2024 presidential election is now less than a year away. Some investors are already concerned about who's going to win the election and how it affects their money. In a recent survey from Janice Henderson released just this week, 49% of investors are very concerned about the presidential election, which surpasses the portion worried about inflation, which is at 35%, and 29% are concerned about the risk of recession. So the number one concern in this survey is the presidential election. Now, of those that are very concerned, the one demographic distinction that stood out the most is older investors, people approaching retirement, and are overall more concerned than younger investors. And that makes sense because I think on the one hand, number one, older investors pay more attention to what's going on. That doesn't mean younger investors don't either, but as a category of people, they do. Plus, older investors are closer to needing retirement income when their earned income is going to stop, and that puts such a pressure on the nest egg. So I think it kind of has a combination of those kinds of things. So, and you know, nobody seems to really be happy with the situations in Washington right now. And with the whichever side of the aisle you're on. And so I'm asked all the time, Jim, how does the election likely, how could it affect my money? And the reality is when we go back and look at years and years and years of research, there's really no strong trends. If there is a trend, it's that the stock market, the capital markets like a divided government. That would probably be the biggest trend, more so than one-party rule where the presidency and both houses of the Congress are the same. But if we start trying to time our investments based on presidential cycles and Congress, it's a recipe, in my opinion, for disaster. Usually, if you're a Republican and the Democrats are in charge, you have a more pessimistic view of the market. In the economy, if you're a Democrat and the Republicans are in charge, you typically have a more pessimistic view. The reality is those things, that's just another form of market timing. And the amount of time you're in the market is what's most important, not your timing of the market. What you should be doing is sitting down and looking at your current risk profile. When are you going to want to retire? When are you going to want to draw retirement income? How are your investments structured to be able to support that retirement income without worrying about the short-term volatility of the stock market? The one thing we do typically see in election years is a little more volatility in the market. I say a little more. It's not a strong thing. It's just a little more. But bottom line is markets are unpredictable. That makes them very volatile potentially. We want a longer-term plan. We want to take the consequence of short-term volatility out of the equation, which means we don't depend on those volatile investments in the short term because it's just completely unpredictable. At-risk investments are long-term investments for down the roads, 5, 8, 10, 15 years, because they're the best way or have been historically to fight inflation. So don't let... As we get closer to the election, don't let the emotion and all the things going on in the media with the presidential election affect your investment planning in a negative emotional way. Instead, sit down and review your plan, evaluate your risk profile, look at your need for income in the future, and have a good plan based on logic and not the emotion of politics.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.